This recording, Sri Lanka 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought that was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong, huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Recently, we went to India, actually, myself and my wife and my mother-in-law all were there, and later we were joined by a couple of our friends. We toured around Kerala and Tamil Nadu, two southern states, two beautiful southern states. Actually, Kerala was more beautiful when it comes to the greenery and the waterways and other things. Tamil Nadu also has lots to offer. The food was really great. And we started from Kerala and we moved towards Tamil Nadu. And on our way, we saw many temples which were built in 10th century, 16th century, and 17th century. Some were before that. Some we were told that it was built 3,000-4,000 years back. But when you look at those structures, it's marvelous, beyond belief, because how these people were able to build those beautiful structures 10, 15, 20 centuries before. The engineering knowledge they had, and actually it marveled us. We really enjoyed those structures, and also the food was excellent. And we also did a wonderful shopping, I would call it, a great shopping, I would call it, in Chennai. That's the capital city of Tamil Nadu, the southern state, one of the popular and one of the most industrious states in India. Variety of things, especially when it comes to South Indian clothes, Indian clothes, generally things like sari and others were, we had variety of choices, and also the price was hard to beat. I mean, very inexpensive prices, and the same sari might cost maybe 4 to 5 times in Canada if you want to buy that in Canada. So it was a great bargain for us. So we enjoyed that shopping as well. From there, we flew to Delhi. And we were in Delhi for 3 days. We toured around Delhi and we also went to see the Taj Mahal, one of the 7 wonders. All in all, it was a very memorable vacation for us.